This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. We heard a curious thing from the Chinese foreign minister as President Obama is in Asia right now, speaking in Tokyo, and he is going to be visiting China for 3 days. The Chinese foreign minister came out and made reference to, well, compared serfdom in Tibet before the Chinese invaded that country to the slavery, the years of slavery, more than 100 years of slavery in the United States, and said since President Obama is a black president and understands the slavery abolition movement and Abraham Lincoln's significance in that movement, he should understand that China liberated Tibet from serfdom. We're here now to kind of unpack what this means with Professor Robert Thurman. He's the professor of Indo-Tibetan Studies at Columbia University. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine.
Can you explain what these comments from the Chinese foreign minister meant?
It's his typical bad public relations advice that the Chinese government currently has, where they think they can impose their propaganda that they use with their own people on the world, and they think they're going to get the world to believe their ridiculous version of Tibetan history, which was that Tibetans were a slave society and that they liberated them, and the Tibetans are oh so happy, and only the Dalai Lama is unhappy, and that's because he's a bad man, and therefore they tried this ridiculous thing, and it shows how futile Obama's gesture of postponing his meeting with the Dalai Lama, official presidential meeting with Dalai Lama, in order to placate and to calm down the Chinese. They just made them more aggressive.
Right, and to certain circumstances, they said it sounded kind of like a threat to President Obama. And so the next question for me is what happens when and if the President Obama meets with the Dalai Lama? The Dalai Lama says they're probably going to meet after he returns from Asia.
I know. I mean, it's insulting to the Dalai Lama. It's false as far as history goes. Tibetans were not at all a slave society. Tibetans were quite a happy spiritual Buddhist society. They were not modern, but they were perfectly happy. They resisted the Chinese invasion and occupation very strongly, and they still do, but they are nonviolent, essentially. So they didn't resist it very effectively. They weren't well armed. And the Chinese just trying to justify their invasion, occupation, and genocidal policy by pretending that they somehow liberated the Tibetans. It's ludicrous, actually, and it's bad public relations. They should themselves meet with the Dalai Lama and stop pretending that he's a bad man, and the rest of the world is confused.
Okay, Professor Thurman, in the minute that we have left, do we have any inkling of whether or not President Obama will address some of human rights issues in China, either publicly or perhaps in secret private meetings with Chinese officials?
Well, we don't have any idea, of course, what he'll do, but we hope that he will. And certainly he presents himself as someone who's trying to do something, bring change to the way of ruling, being honest and straightforward. And, China needs to be confronted on its human rights behavior, this idea that just work with them, do business, make them rich, and let them push you around. And on other fronts has not worked so far. They still are not behaving.
Right.
And it should work if he confronts it openly. That's a good thing. Should revive that tradition.
Thanks, Professor. That's Robert Thurman, Professor of Indo-Tibetan Studies at Columbia University.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.